Yes. Okay, well, obviously, you know, into the regular season was awesome, undefeated. I know that that probably was even beyond something that you would have thought before the season, and I think expectations mm-hmm. were high and everything before. So before we get into kind of the next step, if you could maybe reflect on the last several weeks, obviously a tremendous run to end the year and a lot of fortitude to pull out some closer games the last couple weeks, but you guys ended up unscathed.
Right, we did. You know, it's something, you know, I have people asking me and the kids about, you know, being undefeated in the undefeated season. But it's, I think it's one of those things that will probably sink in after it's all over. You know, it's not something that we talk about. It's not something that we've actually ever talked about as a team or anything like that. Because I think this team ultimately, you know, has just a different mindset as far as where they want to go and what they want to do. And obviously the state tournament is another step, you know, and then obviously winning it is the last one. So it's a little surreal. Like I said, you know, people mention it, and it's one of those things that I just think, oh, yeah, you know, we were undefeated. And you know, but the thing of it is, it's a new season now. You know, everybody's 0-0, and you know, we just got to continue doing what we did, which is taking one game at a time. But, you know, these girls accomplished something that's very hard to accomplish, and they deserve it. They worked for it. And, you know, they got it done. Like you said, they pulled out some really tough, really, really tough wins there towards the end when, honestly, I really didn't know if we could do it. But, you know, these girls just have a resilience to them. So I'm proud of them.
And then, you know, we can talk about the specific matchups in a second, but the one thing that the good regular season does is it earns you another game or two at home. And I know that, you know, we had talked earlier in the season, you went through that long drought where you didn't have any home games, and you have less home games than a lot of teams do anyway because you don't host any tournaments. So you kind of make up for that a little bit this weekend now.
Right, which is nice. You know, once we realized that, you know, we were going to host the regional, you know, it was nice when we started this run, you know, to have five games at home, counting those two games. And, you know, our last, I think we had our last maybe 6 out of 7 at home, because we did go about a month and a half, and we were the road warriors, you know. And so it's nice to play at home. It's nice to play in front of your home crowd. The girls are really excited about that, just being able to host a regional and getting those two extra games at home.
You know, specifically, you've got Muskogee on Thursday, and then, you know, if you can get past them, you've got Edmond or Ponca the next day. Muskogee, you know, obviously record-wise isn't great, but when you guys played there the first time, they gave you some fits in the first quarter. So I know you've talked about taking one game at a time. It's something you have to do regardless of how well you're doing, and I would assume that that's probably preaching the same thing going into Thursday.
And we are, you know, like I said, we do. And everybody has to win that first game. You know, the first game is most important, obviously, and then it moves on to Saturday. You know, we know Muskogee, we've played them already. So our girls aren't looking past Muskogee. Us as a coaching staff are actually not looking past Muskogee. That's just not what their mindset is. They stay really grounded, and so it's nice as a coach not to have to worry about keeping them grounded. You know, they're a mature group of girls, and they understand that, you know, if we don't win that first one, it's all over regardless. So, you know, Ponca City and Deer Creek, you know, they're both really good programs. Go ahead and talk about Saturday, and I honestly don't know who's going to come out the winner of that game. So that's going to be a fun game to watch before we play on Thursday night at 8.
Felt like the most recent ball game for you all, senior night on Friday against Union, was one of the more complete games you've played in a while. You know, you've kind of gone through some droughts offensively the last couple weeks every now and then, but Union, it felt like, was one of your better offensive performances the past couple weeks, and I would guess that that's hopefully going to bode well, kind of pushing you into the second season here.
Right. I think our game against Union Friday night was probably one of the best games that we have played probably since the fourth game of the tournament, as far as both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. You know, we had a game there where offense was okay, and then we just didn't get the job done defensively, but it was very frustrating for us because, you know, that's just what we kind of count on. You know, and then we come back the next game and defense looks good and offense is a little stale. But it's one of those things that when they're doing what they're asked to do, we know it'll all come together eventually. And so I think that was a good – we got some good momentum, hopefully, going into playoffs. Yeah, but I was proud of those girls on Friday night. They, like I said, one of the more complete games we've played and the best that we've looked in about a month.
And I know that, you know, I was talking with Coach Huff about this too. The one thing is, even when you've gone on a few of those scoring droughts, I know the defense is a big deal for you and then your program the last several years, is that that doesn't go away. So even when you don't score for 5-6 minutes or something like that, you can kind of keep that other team within arm's reach. So when all of a sudden they come in a bunch, like, for instance, that first couple minutes of overtime against Bixby, all of a sudden you can kind of overcome that drought a little bit better.
Right. And, you know, and that's what we've preached to the group of girls, you know, for the last 2.5 years. And they've really bought into that. You know, their kids and defense is going to slip some. You know, that's just what they do. But at the same time, I think when it comes down to it, they understand that that's what's going to win us basketball games. And they really buckle down and get stops when they know they need to.
I think that the last couple, 3 weeks, it seems like Avery Allen's probably playing the best basketball of her career here. Mm-hmm. It seems like she's kind of really, she always seems like she's the quickest girl on the court, and it kind of seems like maybe she's realized that a little bit more the last couple weeks. And, you know, she, I think, led in scoring like 3 out of 4 games, which is a little bit of a change from earlier in the year, and it seems like she's coming on strong at the tail end of the year as well.
Yeah, she is. You know, I've been really proud of Avery. You know, we look our best offensively, you know, when Avery penetrates, gets people involved, and the basketball's moving. You know, when she's aggressive with the basketball, we look, you know, we look pretty good offensively. And it's always nice to have, you know, different people leading and scoring here and there, because it's really hard to guard when you have, you know, 5 people on the floor that could possibly get double figures, and people look at box scores and be like, well, you know, this one scored 20-some, but, you know, the next couple games you have somebody else doing it. So I'm really proud of Avery just in what she's done, just not with scoring the basketball, but distributing the basketball. So.
And then, you know, you mentioned a lot of different girls scoring well, and that was something that happened Friday also, because Trinity Parker, I think, had like 11 points in the first quarter and a half or something, and she's obviously had ball games where she hasn't always scored a lot, so you're kind of showing that you've got a lot of options aside from Janae to score the basketball in any given night.
Right, yeah. You know, I was happy for Parker. You know, she deserves that. She always – Parker's one of those kids that always does things that doesn't necessarily get noticed on the defensive end for us, as far as coming up with loose basketballs, guarding the best player. And, you know, what I said about Avery offensively is the same thing with Parker defensively. When she's hooked up defensively and ready to go, we look really good. Everybody feeds off of that. So to see her come out and do what she did Friday night, which we know she's very capable of, we've been on her a little bit about that, shooting the basketball, it was good to see. So I'm hoping that carries over and gives her some confidence going into the next 3 weeks.
And then Janae as well. I can't remember how many she had on Friday now against Union, but yeah, it seemed like she got a few more of those floaters and runners to go that had been kind of bouncing off the last couple of weeks. Those fell through on Friday.
Right. You know, and that's one of the things we tell our kids, you know, that, you know, keep shooting, keep pushing through. You know, you're going to hit shots. You put in the time, you do what you're supposed to do. And Janae puts in the time. You know, she didn't have some good offensive games, you know, probably the last 3 or 4 games. But I don't necessarily really worry about that with her. She gets in the gym, she shoots. I know it's going to go in. I trust her when she shoots it, you know, just like I do every other kid. So it was good to, like I said, it was also good to see her get going also.